restoring salmon and herring runs. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The springtime migration of millions of salmon, herring, and other fish upstream to spawn has all but ended in many parts of the northeastern U.S., mostly because of the construction of thousands of dams. In the journal Bioscience, fisheries biologist Stephen Maddox and his colleagues at UMass Amherst document the nearly 400-year history of dams, how they blocked fish runs, and changed entire ecosystems.
When we just look at a dam, we just see the dam, the waterfall, an impoundment, and we see a stream below. But, you know, these little effects that dams have on not just fish but other organisms can really spread much further than the one system that you're looking at.
On the other hand, they report that dam removals, especially in Maine, have led to remarkable recoveries of fish runs, leading to hope that even after centuries, many of these fisheries can be restored. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.